Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present The Busybody by Donald E. Westlake. Read by Brian Holsapple. Original manuscript copyright 1966, Donald E. Westlake. Recording copyright 2012 by Highbridge Company and recorded by arrangements with themysteriouspress.com, LLC. To Henry and Nedra. If anyone shall dig up and plunder a buried corpse, he shall be outlawed until he comes to an agreement with the relatives of the dead man, and they ask that he be allowed to come among men again. The Salic Law, circa 490. Anything awful makes me laugh. I misbehaved once at a funeral. Charles Lamb. Chapter 1. Engel's knees hurt. This was the first time he'd been inside a church in 12 years, and he wasn't used to it anymore. He'd come in here all unknowing, and the first thing he knew he was on his knees on this hard wooden plank, and pretty soon the kneecaps had started burning, and then shooting pains had developed up and down the legs. And by now he was almost sure something was broken down there, and he'd never walk again. To his left, blocking the aisle, directly in front of the altar, was Charlie Brody's casket, draped with a black cloth bearing a gold-embroidered cross. It was really very fancy-looking, and a nutty rhyme began to circulate around in Engel's head. A tisket, a tasket, a black and yellow basket. Charlie Brody kicked the bucket, and now he's in a casket, and now he's in a casket.